Hello, everybody at Blind Cool Tech. This is Don Barrett. And finally, after many, many weeks, I'm coming to you with the answer to the Five Houses logic problem. This is way overdue, and I will apologize right up front and say that I'm so sorry that people had to wait for this. Although the people who really wanted to know badly have written me and already discussed the answer, so every time somebody wrote me, it kind of got a little less motivated to do the podcast. But anyway, here it is, without further ado. As you remember, there were five houses with different people, nationalities, sports, pets, drinks, and favorite sports. And the question was, who drank the water and who owned the monkey? Well, the very simple answer is that the American drank the water and the Japanese person owned the monkey. Now, let's go into, for anyone who doesn't want to hear any more about it, wants to turn it off, go for it. The rest of this podcast will just be a simple discussion of how we arrived at the answer. And I say we, meaning myself. The first three clues we want to examine are clue 1, clue 9, and clue 14. Clue 1 says that the Englishman lives in the red house. Clue number 9 is the American lives in the first house on the left. So I imagined this scenario facing this row of houses. So the one all the way on the left is the American. So we also know by that the Englishman can't be in the first house on the left. And we also know that the American cannot live in the red house because obviously he lives in a different house than the Englishman. And then clue number 14 says the American lives next to the blue house. So we know then that the blue house must be the second one from the left, because the American lives on the first house on the left. So right next to him is the blue house. And, of course, we also know that the Englishman can't live in that house because he lives in a red house. And so we know that the Englishman's house is not blue, and it's not the one all the way on the left. And this is really how you have to solve these things. You know, you just write down what I did, I created a matrix. And, again, looking at the houses, standing in front of the row of houses. The first thing I wrote down is American, and then underneath that I wrote blue. Once we've established our little row that we've established so far, then clues 3 and 5 become important. Coffee is drunk in the greenhouse, so we know that coffee can't be drunk in the first or second house. And then clue 5 says the greenhouse is immediately to the right of the White House. So I have the American on the left. Then I just took a guess and I started writing down things based on what we've done so far. Next, we know definitely is the blue house. And then I just took a chance and say, well, what if the Englishman is third in the red house? And then from clues 3 and 5, we know that coffee's drunk in the greenhouse, and the greenhouse is immediately to the right of the White House. So that would have to put the greenhouse on the very end. So my little matrix started with the American, then the blue house, then the Englishman in the red house, and then the White House, and then the greenhouse with coffee. Okay, now that we've done that so far, we look at the clues again. And that's really the key to solving this, is that you continue to read the clues over and over again. So, and the main reason is because that clues that didn't help before will help after you get little pieces of information. In other words, clues that are too vague or there's too many choices so they don't give you the key to a particular piece of the puzzle. As you gather additional information, that fills in some of the issues, and then you can then use the clues that were before not very helpful, and all of a sudden they become extremely helpful. I found clue 7 to be the next step after this. And 7, it says, the football player lives in the yellow house. Now, we know the second house is blue. And then I had the Englishman in the third house, red. And then we have white and green. So that tells me that the football player has to be with the American who lives in the yellow house, which is the first house. So we know from that, or at least we surmise from that, that the football player is the American. He lives in the first house on the left, and it's yellow. So now things are really starting to take shape. So in my matrix, I have the first line is American, yellow, football. And then the next line is blue. And the third line is Englishman, red house. The fourth line is white house. And the fifth is green and coffee. Okay? So the next thing I did, I reread the clues again. And I reread them after each clue was completed. And each new bit of information came, as I said before. The next step is clue number 8. And it says that milk is drunk in the middle house. Well, in my little matrix, I have the Englishman in the middle house. So I have Englishman, red house, milk. Okay, so things are starting to get filled in. So we did clue number 8. Now, reading the clues again, clue 11. Is very useful right here because it says the football player, and we know that's the American in the first house, in the yellow house. The football player lives next to the house where the horse is kept. So we just go to the matrix again and we fill in where we had blue house in the second row. We add horse as the pet in that house. Okay? And you're going to see why all this is relevant, because we get to a point where we know 4 out of the 5 of a number of these issues. Once we know 4 of something, the 5th is automatically a must. And that's kind of what we're moving toward with this problem. You know, you fill in little bits and pieces and you think, well, what good is this? Then you realize that you have plenty of information, more than you thought. So the next step is clue 4. And let's see how this works. Clue number 4 says that the Russian drinks tea. So clue 4 is that the Russian drinks tea. So we look at our matrix and we see that the American is in the yellow house on the left. So, of course, he doesn't drink tea. We don't know what he does. The third house, the middle house, is an Englishman, and he drinks milk. And then we have the white house is the fourth house in our little matrix. And we don't know if that's the Russian or not. And then in the fifth house, we know that person drinks coffee from our other clues. So we know that can't be the Russian. So the Russian has to be either in the blue house, which is the second one from the left, or the fourth house. Which is the white house. So we keep reading the clues again. And now clue number 12 becomes important. The basketball player drinks orange juice. If it's true, as the clue says, and of course we accept that, that the basketball player drinks orange juice, we know that In the first house is the American. He's in the yellow house, and he's a football player. So we know it can't be him. The next one, we also know that the Russian drinks tea, so he can't be the one who drinks orange juice. We have the Englishman drinking milk in the third house, and we know in the greenhouse, which is the fifth house, coffee is drunk. So orange juice has to be drunk in the White House, which is the fourth, just by elimination alone. So now we have in the Matrix, and four, we add juice and we add basketball. So we have White House, basketball, and juice in the fourth place, going from left to right. So this confirms for us that because the basketball player is in the fourth house and he drinks juice, and the coffee is drunk in the fifth house, and milk is drunk in the third house, and the American lives in the first house, it confirms that the Russian who drinks tea must live in the blue or second house, and he keeps the horse. So sometimes you just have to go back and you have to use these clues to confirm what your guesses are or what you're doing in various different matrices. But this is where you have four of the five pieces of information, and it all just fits together, because by knowing what's drunk in house four and five and three, you know that the American is in house one, which is the yellow house. So the only one that could be the Russian drinking tea is in the second house or blue house with a horse. Looking at our matrix, that we know the Russian drinks tea, we know the Englishman drinks milk, we know that the guy in the White House drinks juice, and we know that the person in the fifth house drinks coffee, the greenhouse. That's already been established. That means the American is the only one, there's only one drink left and one person left, the American drinks water. So that's part of the answer, so we put that in that row. So now we have American, yellow house, football is the sport, drinks water, and we're starting to really get close now to the end here. Now, we look at clue number 13, and that says the Japanese likes baseball. Well, by elimination, we see that, from our matrix, that the American is in the first house on the left, the Russian is in the second, or blue house, from the left, the Englishman is in the middle house, red house. We know that basketball is the sport that's enjoyed in house number four, so the Japanese person who likes baseball has to be in house number five. So we fill that in the matrix, and we move on. So we have in the fifth place now, Japanese, greenhouse, drinks coffee, likes baseball. Okay? The next step by elimination is clue two. And clue two says, very simply, the Spaniard owns the dog. Well, again, if the American is in the yellow house, the Russian's in the blue house, the Englishman's in the red house, going from left to right, and the Japanese is in the fifth greenhouse, who drinks coffee and he likes baseball, that means the Spanish person, the Spaniard, must be in the fourth White House. He likes basketball and drinks orange juice and owns a dog. So we have all the information for him. Clue number six comes into play here, and it says the hockey player owns hamsters. Well, let's look at the matrix. American can't be own hamsters because he's a football player. The Russian owns the horse. Might be the Englishman. And actually it has to be because the Spaniard likes basketball and the Japanese person likes baseball. So it has to be the Englishman in the third house who likes hockey and owns hamsters. So that fills in everything for him. All right. Now, next, we look at clue number 10, which says, the table tennis player lives in the house next to the man with the fox. The table tennis player lives in the house next to the man with the fox. Well, we know that the Spanish person owns the dog, and we know the one to the left of him owns the hamsters. So it can't be 3, 4, or 5. One is the football player. So the only one that could be the tennis player is the Russian in the blue house, who's second from the left, who keeps a horse, drinks tea, plays tennis. That puts the fox, since the Russian is next to the, you know, by clue 10, we know that the tennis player is next to the man with the fox. That has to be the American in the first house, which is yellow, who likes football and drinks water. That means the only thing left is the monkey, and the only blank we have there for the monkey is the Japanese person in the greenhouse, which is fifth from the left, or the last one on the right. He drinks coffee, likes baseball, and owns the monkey. And that's the end of the problem. Somehow in telling it, seems much more confusing than it was in actually working it out. I'll have to rethink if there's not a better way to describe these things when I'm doing the next one, if I ever do another one. I'm not sure after this. Anyway, hope that's useful, and I thank you all for listening. This is Don Barrett from Blind Cool Tech.